We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com. You know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play it, talk your number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B, Pete the Body across the way, other side at the controls. AB with your updates. Two down, hour left to play with. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time we go, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 Pacific. Thank all of the affiliates all across our great country and also Sirius and XM Channel 206, Sirius XM Channel 206. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz and the Moose. And coming up at the bottom of the hour, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, 5:30 Pacific, 30 past the hour, we'll talk to Phil Handy, former Cavs assistant coach. He will join Taz and myself. But without further ado, let's get to the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
France advances to the World Cup final.
They do. They'll be playing Sunday in Moscow. Second youngest team in the tournament, Taz. And they play behind the. They play well in front of their years. They really do, if that makes any sense whatsoever. The athleticism and speed that they showed yesterday against Belgium was off the charts. They were the better team. Belgium did have a number of opportunities to tie the game up. Could not find the equalizer. France advances 1-0. A French team that many experts thought if they could put it all together and if their inexperience did not come back to haunt them, they could win this World Cup. And now they are conceivably 90 minutes plus injury time away from doing just that.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about this early, Moose. And if you're just joining us on one of our great affiliates across the country or on Sirius XM Channel 206, you know, top of the hour, we kind of update you on all the top topics, and that's what the threes is right here. So we did talk about this earlier, but yes. And for France, in regards to the soccer and the World Cup, Samuel Umtiti was the hero, basically, for France. You know, he sealed the deal with that goal to get the victory over Belgium. It's a huge situation right now for France. They sit and they wait, and they find out today who they're going to play, and you know who I think it's going to be.
And the other second semifinal is this afternoon, 2 Eastern, 11 Pacific, and that is England and Croatia. And if you thought the English celebrations at bars across London, pubs in England,
they're
bars
pubs.
In
you said London.
Well, right, pubs in England, London.
Pubs.
Right, bars in this country. If you thought the celebrations were off the charts before, if the English were ever able to make it to the World Cup final with a victory this afternoon against Croatia, it would be utterly ridiculous. And
yeah, it would be.
I think a lot of people are expecting it. We discussed it at the time. They drew the easier side of the draw because of their 2-1 loss to Belgium at the end of group play.
That's a good point. They were on the right side of the bracket.
They were on the right side of the bracket. Right, correct. So their most difficult matchup until this point in time has been Colombia. Colombia played that game without their best player, James Rodriguez. So England has had a favorable draw here, and now they get Croatia. Think about that. Belgium and France match up number two in. You're looking at two of the top five teams in the world playing in one semifinal. And the other semifinal, you got Croatia and you've got England. And England is, I think they're going to win. I agree with you. You gave your pick earlier. I'm in agreement with it. I like the English as well this afternoon to advance the World Cup final on Sunday in Moscow.
Yeah, man. But look, it's not going to be easy. Croatia is a club for their country. These guys are legit. They, you know, right there in this in round 16, they beat Denmark, if you remember. And then they did the unthinkable, dude. Ambitious task of playing the home squad of Russia. Okay? And the whole country of Russia was behind Russia in a stadium in Russia. And Croatia, what'd they do in the quarterfinals? Well, they beat Russia. So that was freaking impressive. And now they face the England squad, who with victories over Colombia, as you said, and Sweden. So this is going to be something. I do think England's going to win. You agree. So, but we'll see. It's going to be a great game. I might buy some Guinness, like a bunch of Guinness, and just sit in my garage. And I got a TV in there, too. And, pound some Guinness and smoke cigars.
Isn't Guinness more of an Irish stout?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's not far from England.
Okay. Sure.
So,
It's
not far. So I feel like it's more of a, you know, I go that route.
Nice. I'm surprised you wouldn't bring in your own tap. Guinness on tap is much better.
I could have done that. Yeah, I could. Oh, just buy a keg?
Right. Get a keg.
A little tap.
Get a little tap and just pour the Guinness down your gullet all day long.
I don't know if I'd show up for work if I drink a whole keg myself.
Just open up the spigot. Right. Gargle it down. Away you go.
Regardless of what you're drinking.
Right. Enjoy the match. It's going to be a great match this afternoon.
No doubt.
Myself, Taz, and the Greek all in agreement. Heavy lean England over Croatia. And the Greek selection for this World Cup Wednesday. He does like a goal apiece. So each team to score in the English-Croatia match. That's plus 110. So there you go. That's your top story here on this Wednesday morning.
Number two.
Adam Silver and the NBA appear to be ready to get rid of the one-and-done rule.
Which would make sense. Taz, it does make sense. I don't think it's working for college basketball. I don't think the idea of... Think about this. How much time is a one-and-done player really on the campus of a particular university?
Maybe a year. It's not even a year.
Not even a year. Think about it. You get on campus, you join a program, you get on campus, you maybe take classes for a semester.
Right.
Once you're eliminated, or argument's sake, you go to the Final Four, win a national championship, once that transpires, that's done, and you are declared for the NBA draft, you're gone.
Yeah, it's really
you're off campus. You're training for June's NBA draft.
Don't even go to the bookstore to buy a hoodie if your kid is that kind of a basketball player.
Right.
And don't invest in anything at the bookstore. I'll tell you that.
He went to Kentucky.
He was there for what? I had a cup of coffee.
I don't even remember.
Gone.
Right.
Next thing I know, he's playing for the Lakers. Yeah, well,
it's like playing a game. Where did Ben Simmons go to school? LSU. Really?
Yeah. Tatum went to, that's a funny game. Tatum went to Duke, right?
Yes. Simmons went to LSU.
LSU, right? I forgot about that, to your point.
Yeah.
That's what you mean, because they're so quick.
It's so quick, but it makes sense to get rid of the one-and-done rule. It's not working for college basketball. It's not working for the NBA. Taz, as we discussed earlier, the one thing I would do is put in some kind of parameter where the high school player that declares that gets misinformation and goes undrafted, that he still has an opportunity to attend college and go play college basketball.
Yes, I first I misunderstood you earlier when we discussed this, but then I realized what you were saying. I misunderstood you. But the thing is with this, too.
As long as he doesn't sign with an agent taking money.
I think you got to get the NCAA involved, too.
I know there's a lot that goes into it. I get it, Taz. But I do think we're smart enough as a country to be able to come up with some way of protecting the 18-year-old. Because I get 18, you can fight for our country, you can die for our country. I get it by legal statute. You're a man or a woman. You're of age, you're of legal. I get all that.
Yeah.
However, I don't think an 18-year-old, if you make a bad choice, we've all made bad choices when we're teenagers. I don't think if you're an 18-year-old kid and you make a bad choice, get bad information, that all of a sudden means that, oh, look, I'm going to be playing over in Turkey or in Israel or in China for the next 15 years of my life because I wasn't drafted in the NBA. I'm not going to get there in the developmental league. I got to go play over in Europe. Still provide an opportunity should said player not get drafted by an NBA team that they can then go to college. Maybe it's Division II. They can't go play Division I. Do something to where they can go take advantage and use their talents to get an education.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. So We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, as we said earlier, Adam Silva's always,
such a progressive.
Always progressive,
figure.
Yeah.
All right. Number three.
Number three.
Bills' LeSean McCoy denies allegations of domestic abuse.
Now, Taz, this is one of the scarier stories that we've discussed here since we launched this show on January 2nd. Number one, the Instagram post. Now, everybody that's listening to the sound of our voices this morning saw the Instagram post yesterday. It was all over the internet. So LeSean McCoy has had an on and off again relationship with his girlfriend, ex-girlfriend. She lives in a home that he bought that I guess they lived together at some point in time. But now she lives there with her kids. And McCoy has wanted her out of the house for quite some time. They've gone through the legal process.
Yeah, there's some legal battle
over whether or not she should be there or not. Put all that aside. Yesterday, a photo was shown of this woman beaten.
It's horrible, horrible
and it
photo.
Is
very
a,
graphic.
It's
yeah,
a
very,
disturbing.
Very
it's
disgusting.
A disturbing picture when you see it. And a friend of LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend accused McCoy of committing the domestic violence.
Yeah.
McCoy is in Florida. He's not at this home in Georgia, but he does reside in the off-season, I guess, in Georgia.
Apparently he's training in Miami.
He's training in Miami, right, getting ready for NFL training camps, which get going in 15, 16 days now. Taz, I don't know nobody knows what exactly transpired.
It's a police investigation going on down there in Atlanta area, in
correct.
The suburbs of Atlanta. It's tough to.
So the investigation, the woman was returned from, I guess, a European trip, came back home, got back home on July 9th, 3 a.m. in the morning on July the 10th. Somebody broke into the home looking for jewelry that LeSean McCoy had given this girl.
Right.
When she fought back, she was pistol whipped and beaten.
Yeah.
And so there was no signs in the house of a break-in. So it wasn't a case of that somebody got into the house and broke a window or kicked down a door or anything like that. The alarm system was changed a couple weeks back or a few months back by LeSean McCoy, the video system. So there's a lot of things that go into this. You got to wait before you throw the book at LeSean McCoy.
Right.
And if he's guilty, throw the book at him.
I mean,
and he'll never play in the NFL again, he's
going
to be going to prison.
Going to prison, yeah.
Right. So, but you have to let the legal process play out first because there's a lot that goes into the story. And Taz, if you followed it yesterday, as we both did, it was changing hour to hour.
Yeah.
More and more detail.
It really was. And that's because it's so it's fresh. It's new. And even though it's, again, to see the photos of that young lady is I saw it. It's horrific. It's horrible. It's disgusting. I don't know what to say. You don't know what to say. It's a situation which we have to cover it. And it's kind of a... It's an ongoing, it seems like, down there in Georgia. It's an ongoing police investigation. I'm sure today, I assume today, I should say, maybe some more news will come out or more details and whatnot. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation.
Right. It is a horrible situation. Now, the woman, the friend of LeSean McCoy's ex-girlfriend, who is Delicia Corden, that initially posted the Instagram post and the picture, and accused McCoy of domestic violence, also beating a dog, also PED use. After it went viral, made her Instagram account private, then went back on Instagram later and said, "I stand behind the photos and the pictures." Delicia Corden's attorney issued a statement about what transpired. McCoy went on social media and denied everything, said he hasn't seen these people in months. I didn't do anything. I'm in Florida. So his attorney backed that up with a statement later on in the early evening as well. It's an awful story, any way you cut it. And I think it's going to take some time. The Buffalo Bills are aware of it. They're working with the NFL. The NFL is aware of it. They're investigating it. The authorities down in Georgia are investigating as well. Criminally, we have to see exactly everything that plays out before we pass judgment on anybody involved.
Yeah, I agree.
It's just a disturbing story.
It's a very serious, ultra serious situation. And, you know, it's, we have to talk about it.
Well, you got to talk about it. You got to address it. And we'll see where, we'll see exactly how it does play out, Taz, and how long this investigation does take place. And if LeSean McCoy is in any way, shape, or form connected with it, he'll be facing severe criminal charges, and he'll never play in the NFL again.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
We'll have to see exactly what it does transpire, but he does deserve innocent until proven guilty. Let's see exactly where everything does play over the course of time and where this investigation does lead. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up straight ahead, we've got a bogus update and one of LeBron's former coaches, Phil Handy, joins us next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Rolling right along, Phil Handy is going to join Taz and myself, former Cavs assistant coach, momentarily. AB is in the house. Good morning, Andrew.
Guys, good morning. Your final report today begins with tennis. The men's quarterfinals underway at Wimbledon. Novak Djokovic and Kei Nishikori just underway. Roger Federer is playing Kevin Anderson. It's worth pointing out that Federer, the top seed and last year's winner, is playing on court one while Djokovic is on center court. It's the first time in 3 years that Federer is not on the main court at the All England Club. Mm. So who wants to play France on Sunday? How about that? A little tennis drama.
Look at that.
England and Croatia playing the second World Cup semifinal at noon Mountain Time today. It's England's first semi since 1990. So last night in Cleveland, Indians manager Terry Francona wanted reliever Oliver Perez to face Joey Votto in the ninth inning with Votto's Reds rallying. Francona asked for OP. That's Perez's nickname. Pitching coach Carl Willis heard OT, the nickname for reliever Dan Otero.
Unbelievable.
So he came in, and this happened.
Here's a 3-2 again, and a high drive hammered back into right center field. That ball's over his head, and one run is score, and two runs are going to score. And here comes a third runner to the plate, a three-run, two-out double by Joey Votto here in the ninth inning. And the Reds have jumped out in front by a score of 6-4.
Marty Brenneman on Reds Radio. Votto's three-run double headlining a seven-run ninth inning. Cincinnati winning in Cleveland 7-4. My bad, says Francona.
That one lands squarely on me. That's...
Yeah, Terry.
There's no getting around it. I got to be responsible for that.
His team has lost four straight.
He's a nice guy, though. Terry's a good guy.
OP, OT. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Should have been my lead-in.
Oh, no on that team.
Oh, no. There you, that's the lead-in in the next hour.
There you go.
Save it for D.A.
Eight straight wins for
the Red Sox. 8-4 over the Rangers last night. The
Yankees.
You're
working Marash into a lather outside.
Losing in Baltimore 6-5.
Oh, he's eating.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Wow.
Whoa.
Shots fired from Shawnee's best friend in that little room.
Keep it under 3 seconds, Pete.
Yeah, please. Keep that for a different show, not on the show, Pete. Please. You go on there and talk all day.
Lower my standards.
All right.
You're down to 1 second left of contribution for today's show.
AB, continue, sir.
The Astros blew a 4-0 lead, top nine. Then they had to score twice in the 11th to beat the A's 6-5. The Angels topped the Mariners 9-3. The Cardinals roughed up the White Sox 14-2. And the Royals snapped their 10-game losing streak 9-4 in Minnesota. The Padres cooled off the Dodgers 4-1. The Diamondbacks won their 9th straight in Colorado 5-3. The Nats 5, the Pirates 1, and Milwaukee an 8-4 win in Miami. Carmelo Anthony has reportedly met with the Rockets and Heat in recent days in Las Vegas during the NBA Summer League. The Thunder have given Melo's people permission to find a trade instead of a straight buyout, but the process still complicated. Anthony would be traded as an expiring contract, then waived by his new team, eventually becoming a free agent and signing a new contract. once his current deal cleared waivers. And both the NFL and Buffalo Bills said to be investigating the assault allegations against running back LeSean McCoy. He posted a full denial on social media yesterday. The victim's lawyer says the woman is McCoy's estranged girlfriend, still living in his home outside Atlanta. A man broke in early yesterday morning, demanded jewelry that McCoy had given her, and hit her with a firearm. Guys?
All right. Thank you, AB. 855-212-4CBS. Have a good rest of your day. All right, brother?
Thanks, guys. You too.
Take care, AB. Good seeing you, pal.
Okay. Weird.
He's thrown off. He's like, wow, that's
weird.
What
do I do?
I laid out so you could respond. He said,
actually, I think next week, Moose, you're on a little vacay.
I am on vacation, yes.
So AB.
AB is going to be sitting here, yeah.
Phil Jones.
Yes, Phil Jones. Exactly the question is, where does he sit? I don't know, Moose. We're going to allow
wherever
him
wherever he likes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Moose. You're a gentleman.
Moose has changed his colors, his spots here.
Listen, vacation is vacation, my friend.
He's just smiling, Moose. Look at him.
You can prop him on top of Bilotti's head if for all I care.
He's like, I don't care where you sit him.
Slide right off.
I'm joking. He can sit wherever he likes.
He's smiling.
Sit right there in the update chair.
Visions of that moose suit prancing around his head for next week in Montauk.
Yeah. He's smiling from here to Billings, Montana. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I can't. Vacation.
Awesome. You've earned it, pal.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All 67 jobs you have, you've earned it.
Well, thank you very much.
Are you still doing TV next week?
I am not. Okay. No, I'm off.
Is AB sitting in for you for that? Is AB doing that?
He's driving in from the end of Long Island.
Yeah.
The right. Mets' latest loss.
Right. What Callaway faux pas tonight are we going to discuss? He forgot the Mets were home.
Poor Callaway. Why are you going to be at the Mets now? Come on.
No. It's every day. It's just something else.
I know. Believe me, I know.
It doesn't change. New nonsense and drama. Just can't get out of their own way. Yeah. Another guy back on the DL.
It's just nonstop.
Right. They signed Jay Bruce, I think his back basically gave way.
Well, he's 60. I mean, that's part of the problem. He's not 60, look, but he's older.
Yoenis Cespedes disappears.
Yeah. Oh, he's got another wristband on and an elbow pad. He's got another neon green.
Canary yellow. Sleeve.
Yeah. Canary.
We had the discussion earlier on about LeBron James and his decision and ultimately signing the four-year $153.3 million and the Pelinka Magic Johnson interview that they did yesterday and the fallout from there. Interesting, number one, we had the conversation when Magic and Pelinka are signing all these guys like JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, Rondo, Taz, was LeBron James involved? And Magic said yes. LeBron James was consulted on each and every one of those decisions.
I don't think neither you or I are shocked by that.
No.
We kind of talked about that a couple weeks back.
Right, know? And Magic Johnson said, I'm going to consult with the great players, Dr. Jerry Buss, when he owned the Lakers, and they were going to bring somebody aboard, and I was playing, and he would call Kareem and myself to see what we thought about said player before we brought him into the organization. So we were going to go do that with LeBron James. So that is not any surprise whatsoever. Now, number two, do you know where Tyronn Lue was when he found out LeBron James was going to the Lakers?
That I actually don't know, but I'm waiting here.
He was at a casino.
Was he really?
In Las Vegas.
He's celebrating that LeBron's out of his life.
I forget the name of the casino, but he was at, I guess, a bar or whatever, hanging out with NBA NBA
playing
coach.
Cards, or was he at the
table? You got the summer league and stuff going on.
Oh,
so,
that's right there. The casino there. I forgot.
Right, correct. So, yeah, he was at a casino.
Tremendous. Good for him. It's the off season. You know what? Have fun, dude.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit more LeBron James, the Cavaliers. Let's welcome aboard right now. Phil Handy, former Cavaliers assistant coach. He joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz of the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Coach, what's up?
Oh, man, how you guys doing this morning?
We're doing well, Coach. How are you doing? All right?
Always good. Can't complain, man. Just really enjoying some downtime out here in L.A., spending some time with my son, and really just trying to take advantage of having some time to myself.
Good for you, man. You earned it, obviously. So, Coach, man, your experience in Cleveland with LeBron, I mean, geez, what more is there to ask? I mean, What do you want to share? Like, I would love to hear it. Some insight. You know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, I think the biggest misconception of Bron is the whole coaching factor. Man, that's probably one of the most coachable dudes I've ever been around in terms of just being locked into to coaching and learning and wanting to be pushed to doing different things. Just a good dude, man. He's got a great head on his shoulders in terms of how he approaches the game and his teammates and his work ethic. You know, all that stuff is real. You know, people.
So, coach, team guy, right? No ego in the locker room. None of that stuff you hear.
No.
Okay.
Not one bit, man. He's a great dude. He's an all-encompassing guy, man. He wants all of his teammates to eat.
You know, coach, when after he won his championship in Cleveland, did you think he'd finish his career with the Cavaliers?
Honestly, I thought he would. When he came back, you know, I didn't know Bron. As I got to know him and just kind of saw how he was, you know, dialed in, and, you know, being from that area, I really thought he would end up finishing his career there. He still might go back and retire, you know, once it's all said and done, but I didn't see him leaving.
Now, why do you think that changed from his mindset, Coach? Why he wanted to try another path and another challenge and head to Los Angeles? I know, you know, you can't. From your perspective, why do you think he thought, you know, after 4 years, went to four straight NBA finals, won a championship, he wanted a new challenge? Why do you think that's the case?
Man, honestly, I think if I'm taking an educated guess, maybe, I think this move was probably more about his family and more so maybe for his son, just giving his son maybe an opportunity to have an outstanding basketball choice in terms of just his education and growth, playing competition, going through high school. I really think this was more about his family than himself in terms of, you know, what's next. That's the only thing that I really see. And because, again, Bron wasn't a guy that was ever complained about Cleveland or this, that, or the other. He clocked in every day, and he got the job done. So just from what I know of him, what I see, I really think this was more about his family than anything else.
Oh, well, you got to respect that for sure. So, Coach, if you had to give any advice to Luke Walton, you know, who's about to coach LeBron with the Lakers, obviously, what kind of, you know, tidbits of advice would you give Luke Walton, if anything?
Man, I think be Luke.
Right.
That's the main thing. You know, T. Lou was himself. David Blatt was himself. I think just being yourself and coaching. And Bron's one of those guys, again, he's not a, you know, a lot of people think that, well, you know, Bron was coaching the Cavs and T. Lou was just there. No, he's locked in, man, and he's locked in with his coach. You know, it's a collaboration. I think any good coach knows how to have a good mix with their players in terms of, hey, what do you see on the floor, what's going on out there. And Bron's one of those guys, man, his basketball IQ is through the roof. And Luke's a smart guy. You know, he's had a chance to coach some high-level guys at Golden State. And I think Luke is just going to be himself, and him and Bron are going to naturally, organically figure out that relationship and how to maximize what they're trying to do in L.A. now.
You know, Coach, you mentioned you're in L.A. with family, trying to enjoy some downtime. We're broadcasting here on the East Coast. What's that city like with the expectations? We know how big and how popular the Lakers are, but with the greatest player in the world having signed for 4 years, starting next season, what's Los Angeles like now? A buzz with the thoughts of LeBron James put on the purple and gold.
Man, I think this city's on fire. I mean, I started my career here with the Lakers at the end of Kobe's career, and I just remember just big time, you know, Kobe checked into the game and walked into the arena. Just, you know, just that superstar status. I think this city obviously is kind of built for that. And I think, man, it's a huge platform, you know, for Bron to play on, and they embrace that here.
Good just, fit. You think it's a good fit from a basketball perspective?
I do. I think what happens here is they have some tremendous talent, man. Some of these young guys that they have, and they didn't have an alpha male. They didn't have a guy that can really lead them. We were like that in Cleveland before LeBron came back. And the way he is. You know, just in terms of showing these guys, look, this is what it looks like day in and day out. You know, taking care of your body. What are you doing off the court? You know, how are you preparing for the game? Just giving these dudes an opportunity to learn and figure out how to navigate through their careers. I think this is a tremendous move for them because now they have a platform to give these young guys an opportunity to grow and figure out how to play and win games. And I think it's a great opportunity for the Lakers.
So, Coach, if we shift back real quick here to Cleveland, so without LeBron there, I mean, you think Coach Lou is going to feel less or more pressure, in your opinion?
You know, man, T. Lou's a good coach.
Right.
Even with Bron, man, he was always calm and collected. He wasn't ever scattered. So I think now, you know, I think it's just a readjustment. You know, I think he's going to feel pretty much the same. I think the expectations obviously change. You know, they've got some good young talent to try to develop and cultivate. So I don't really see T. Lou changing much. I mean, he's always kept his demeanor pretty even keel. And I think he's just going to approach the job in terms of, hey, now we're just going in a new direction, and let's try to maximize everything we can from this team and figure out how to win games.
Taz of the Moose with you here on this Wednesday morning, being joined by former Cavs assistant coach Phil Handy out west, up early for us, and we certainly appreciate that, Coach. You've been there with LeBron. You know, Tat, we opened up the conversation in terms of his competitive, what he's like to coach. Anything surprise you about LeBron that you could share with us and our audience, Coach, that hit you? That when you, I'm not talking about interpersonal stories. I'm talking about the fact of anything hit you where you had a conception of him going in and then it was completely different one way or the other. Anything really stun you about LeBron?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't know LeBron at all. Just had a outside vision. Probably the one thing that surprised me more than not even really too much basketball related, man. The dude is a clown.
Really?
like a bona fide clown, man. He is a hilarious cat. Just in terms of, you know, he dances, he sings. He can't sing either. but he sings, you know, quite a bit. And he's always dancing and joking.
So he keeps it loose in the locker room.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's,
man,
cool.
Man, this dude will come in the gym at 7 o'clock in the morning screaming and running around and acting like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon while everybody else is kind of looking at him like, Ron, what are you doing, man?
He's having a good time, yeah. It's cool. That's cool.
That part, I was a little surprised by that one, man, just how much of a clown he is. But I think, again, it's good because it, you know, it keeps everything fresh. And I'm talking about even after some bad losses or anything like that, man, he's always kind of came in opposite of what I might expect the next day.
Coach, what about, with that being said, even when things go bad, I hate to do it. I mean, you were there with the championship team. Mm-hmm. What was it like after JR and the mental meltdown after game one this past year NBA Finals?
You know what, man? He was pretty cool. I think people saw his reaction in the timeout, and I think that's just a gut. You know,
he was the moment type deal, right?
Yeah, he had the moment, and I think any athlete, any competitor would respond like that without just any thinking of anything. But in the locker room, you know, he was good with his teammates, man. He wasn't pointing the finger. He wasn't blaming anybody. It was more just, hey, man, we let one get away. We have to try to regroup and figure out how to win the next game and move on. And he was, you know, always trying to help his guys keep their heads up. I think he was always like that, man. I mean, I had some really bad losses with Bron and some of the teams we had the last 4 years. And every time he would always, you know, encourage his teammates, man, keep your heads up. We got to keep our heads up on to the next one. And that's the type of dude he was all the time. And again, he's not perfect, but you know, I always tried to see the different side of him and how he engaged with his teammates, his coaching staff, and even just handling himself. He was always pretty even keel.
Coach, I'm curious. You know, once LeBron, I just want to get your view. Once like he decides to hang him up and he's done, no matter if he ends his career in Los Angeles or if he ends it, you know, in a Cavaliers uniform and goes back home. You ever see? Do you think that he'd end up coaching? Being that he's such a basketball, he's a student of the game, obviously. You know, and we've heard about how he memorizes plays that happened in the past, and all this jazz. And he seems like his passion. He wouldn't be that successful without that passion, right? So,
right.
Do you ever see him being a coach one day down the road?
Whew, man, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you think about some of the greatest players to ever play. You know, the expectation that they set upon themselves is one thing. You try to sometimes put those expectations on other people. I think that's not always the greatest mix. I can see, you know, I mean, I just think it's tough. You know, maybe some people may not understand what that means, but you know, that may be something where his head might explode.
Because let me interrupt you for a second. Because what you mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is the greater the player is, would probably, if he's coaching and he's retired, would get frustrated because he can't go out and do what he's expecting his guys
to
do, right?
Correct. And I think, you know, maybe look at guys like Michael Jordan, again, Kobe Bryant. I think their impact after the game is more in the sense of consulting, helping, teaching, educating. I couldn't see Bron coaching. I just don't think he would have the patience for it. But owning a team potentially, or you know, being involved with front office and things of that nature, I could definitely see that. Because again, for him, it's a strategic thing. You know, moving pieces around and playing chess. I could definitely see him being involved with that type of thing instead of coaching.
Coach, tell us a little bit about you've got a training app going, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
Oh man, I mean, you know, Star Vision is a company I'm partnering with, and for me, it's just that's how I got into the NBA. You know, I have my own training business for 13 years, and I think over the years, man, I've just really tried to figure out ways to give back. I've had a lot of coaches and trainers reach out to me about the way I train and just my techniques, and so I started this thing with Star Vision. You know, StarVision.com/PhilHandy. It's really just giving the basketball community just an inside look on how I've created a whole training platform over the years, and how I work with a lot of the NBA guys and what we do, just teaching coaches how to train, teaching players how to train, teaching trainers how to train. And it's just a really good platform for people. Anybody that wants to learn the game the right way and in an advanced way, I think it's a great tool. And it's real detailed. It's about 8 hours worth of content. It's just a great learning tool in terms of how to develop basketball from a coaches and player standpoint.
And people can get that information by going to, what's the website again, Coach?
Go to www.starvision, that's StarVizn.
Okay.
.com/PhilHandy. Star Vision done an incredible job of capturing the content, man, and making that available.
Final one for me, Coach, is this, is about legacy. You know, LeBron is, you know, his legacy obviously is cemented in the NBA. Do you think the ghost of Michael and what he accomplished still drive him, Coach, on a day-in, day-out basis? You know, winning 6 championships. He'll never be undefeated in the NBA Finals, which Michael was. But do you think that debate, that conversation, what Michael accomplished still drives LeBron or no?
No question. LeBron's he's a competitor. Whether he visibly says that or not, I just think it may not be a Michael thing, you know, per se, but I just know he's the ultimate competitor. So no matter what he's doing, what team he's on, I know he's trying to win. And even with these young dudes in L.A., people might look and say, well, you know, do they have a chance? I mean, it may not be as immediate, but I know one thing, he's trying to win for sure. He's not going there just to lay down or be in L.A. to make movies or whatever. Ron is trying to win, and he's going to be prepared to do that however it comes about.
Hey, Coach, fantastic. We wish you all the best with Star Vision. We'd love to get you on again real soon. You did a great 15 minutes with us this morning. We appreciate it. Have yourself a wonderful Wednesday.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Man. Appreciate you guys' time.
You got it.
Thank you.
That's Phil Handy, former Cavaliers assistant coach. Check out Star Vision Training. Gave you a great perspective there on Carmelo. On LeBron.
On LeBron, yeah.
Fantastic.
Unbelievable insight and perspective for sure, dude. Absolutely.
Come back. We've got some leftovers for you. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call as always. Taz and the Moose with you rolling on this Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
NBA free agency is here, and we've got you covered on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time right now to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Daniel Caputi on Twitter. Any chance Carmelo ends up on the 76ers, a team that could use his offense coming off of the bench? Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed lowest prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Interesting question. They could use the player. I don't know if they want the personality.
Listen, I'm probably one of the newer 76er fans, as we've established.
Yeah.
I don't want Melo on the team. I got to be honest with you. I just don't think I don't think he fits. Right?
Yeah.
I don't think he fits.
I'll put it this way. I think if you look at the talent of the player, could they find a role for him? Carmelo Anthony coming off the bench, being an instant offense guy, I think they probably could.
Yeah.
However, I think when you throw him where he is at this stage of his career, I also think what you throw in his personality as well, and I've got a young developing team, I don't know, Taz, if I'm looking to bring Carmelo Anthony
aboard. Got that veteran presence in guys like J.J. Redick, right, who just re-upped J.J.?
Right.
I mean, you know.
You do. But my young core, Saric,
Simmons,
Fultz,
yeah.
Simmons,
yeah,
Embiid, they're all really, really young.
Yeah, I know.
I want positive influences.
Yeah, and I don't think Melo's
not
your
negative
guy.
Ones. Yeah, no. I don't want negative ones.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Right?
No, I'm with you, dude.
There you go.
No,
so do we have – I don't think we have time. Do we have time? Let's get to it.
Oh, wow.
That's
oh, boy.
Leftovers.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah,
it's time now to dig into some leftovers with
quick.
Taz and the Moose.
Quick.
The stories from today's rundown
Hayaku.
That we haven't talked about on the show.
Hayaku in Japanese. That means
ba-da-da.
Hayaku. Hayaku. That means fast in Japanese. Hayaku.
Good pizza there.
Hayaku.
Yeah.
Hayaku.
Hayaku.
Yes.
Hayaku.
And begin.
I'll teach my sons that today.
What happens
first?
They'll
be yelling Hayaku at me all day long.
What happens first?
Why, Daddy? Why? Why?
Hayaku.
Why Hayaku? Why?
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 That's Japanese. Why?
Why? Hayaku.
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Why? Chattamate. What's that mean? Just a moment. Why? Just a moment. Chattamate. Yeah, Mike, you're going to tell me about
Go
Japanese
ahead.
Pizza.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm speaking pure Japanese, but you
Motorino.
Can take
Motorino. Yeah. Great brand. What happens first?
Yes.
Kawhi to a new team? Melo on a new team?
Oh, wow.
Melo on a new team.
I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to go Kawhi on a new team.
Ooh.
I think that news is going to drop. It's been quiet. I think it's going to drop. I think the NBA gods are going to give us some
okay.
news by the end of the week.
All right. Next.
That. That's a memory lane waiting to be, baby.
There oh, yeah.
IHOB is officially back to IHOP.
Oh.
Did you enjoy the
no.
era of
whoa,
IHOP?
Whoa. They just changed back already?
Yes. It was a promo. A gimmick.
Oh, I thought it was a
like
straight. It's a gimmick. I thought it was a
for the
straight
burgers.
Forge ahead, full throttle
no,
city.
No, no. It was just
oh.
a gimmick to promote their fact that they've got steakhouse burgers.
That puts
real
a
sirloin.
Totally different paint
tremendous
job
product.
All right, I got you now.
But it's pancakes.
Yeah.
Nah, remember what we told you here on Taz and the Moose. Always go with the hot syrup.
This
always
is true.
Go with the hot
Bro,
syrup.
That is legit right there.
That is real sage advice here on this Wednesday morning.
Word
when
up.
You go to IHOP, ask for the warm syrup.
Yeah. Don't use
fresh.
The blueberry. Don't use the blueberry. Just use the
thanks
hot
to
maple.
Mikey B, Pete the Body, great job.
Thanks, guys.
AB, Phil Handy for joining us. Taz, be well, brother.
Oh, you too.
Have
champ.
A great
See
day.
Tomorrow.
Great
Adios.
Job. Peace.
There's got to be a 10-second runoff here.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.